Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now.
The Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
All right. Happy Friday. It is December 20th, and it's the last show of the year. We're going to take some time off for the holidays. It has been a hell of a year. You know what's been really cool is we've actually, at 7:25 every single day, been replaying one of our favorite moments in the show, and it does make you look back at the year, and it's kind of cool that we can do that, and it's a cool exercise for you. Just like, what did I do this year? And some of the biggest moments and coolest things happen, and you kind of forget about it because you're just exhausted and stressed out at the end of the year. There's a lot of really cool stuff that happened this year.
I know. Yeah. It's a whirlwind to look back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been fun. It's been a great year. We appreciate you guys who wake up with us every single day and been part of the show, because it really does feel like a listener family because of the people that listen to the show. And I feel like more than any other show in the city, maybe in the country, ask the listeners to be part of what we do every single day, taking callers, asking for their opinion. And so they're a huge part of what we do every single day. I say this all the time, and I'm not being dramatic, although it might sound dramatic. I don't really know what we would do for a show if the listeners weren't a part. We talk to you guys so much. We would just be like, what do we just play a song? What do we do?
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, they're such a huge part of what we do. So I know everyone's kind of excited for Christmas break and excited for the holidays. My dad flies in today to visit for the holidays, which has been a little bit chaotic. My basement is flooded. That's usually where we have guests stay. So I have just cement on the ground. That'll be fun. I'm like, Dad, do you want to get a hotel? He's like, no, just put the mattress down. I'm like, Dad, you're 70. He's like,
I'm never
cool.
Getting up.
Yeah, I know. He's not going to make it. I think it's going to be like his version of Survivor. Like, this is what cool. Even my son who's 3 is like, where's Pappy staying? The basement is flooded. I was like, he's going to go for it, guys. It's going to be interesting.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, oh, man.
And on top of it, like, I've been getting cabinets painted, trying to do some stuff, too, that was supposed to be done. The painter didn't show up yesterday to finish the job.
Stop it.
So he's going to be painting today while my dad arrives and guests start arriving.
Your dad's going to try to take a nap, and he's going to be like,
yeah, he's like, what happened? There's paint fumes
and flashing on them.
Haven't been able to use the kitchen for a week now, too, because the cabinets, like all the stuff's out, all the pans are out, all the, you know, the doors are out, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I have 3 rooms in my house that exist right now. And 2 of them are my kids.
The bad luck continues, yeah. Man. You can't use your car because somebody stole it.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot about that.
You can't use your kitchen because it needs to be painted. You can't use your basement because it flooded.
You know, sometimes when there's so many bad things happening, it's kind of good because you're not just hyper focused on the one.
Yeah, yeah. You just pick it.
Like, Brett just forgot his car got stolen.
I did. Yeah. Oh, I wonder how that guy is doing that stole my car.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell him the good news.
Good news.
Good news.
Okay,
let's hear it.
A woman in Maryland bought her first ever lottery ticket and won $100,000. She had to have a family member double check it because she thought she read the rules wrong, but she really did win. And she said, all my life, people have told me I'm unlucky. This proves them all wrong.
That's a good way to prove someone wrong with $100,000.
That could have been you, Brett, with the lottery ticket.
Yeah, Brett just bought his first Mega Millions, too.
Guys, you know what's so funny is I just bought my first Mega Millions with my brother and my dad. They wanted to go in on like a $10 ticket thing. We did not win. So my brother texted the group yesterday. Well, boys, again, no jackpot. You want to keep it going? How about $5 for Friday?
Oh, my gosh.
I did not respond. I'm like, this is
never ending.
This is never ending. But this could be me. I'm going to be the lottery guy,
yes.
And then I'm gonna win $100,000. So guys, I'm gonna roll the dice with my brother. I'm keeping it going.
Mm-hmm.
This is gonna be me when I come back in 2025. Like, guys, I proved you wrong. I'm no longer unlucky. I'm leaving it behind.
Right. 4-4-4.
Yeah. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
Fun facts, baby, fun facts. Fun facts, baby, fun facts Friday.
All right, we're having some fun today. It's extremely fun Fact Friday because today we brought in a bartender from Barcelona. We were partying it up and having fun because we're going to take a little time off for the holidays. So we're just having fun with you on the Brett Mega Show. And how Fun Fact Friday works is we drop some mind-blowing facts that you can use at your Christmas parties this year. When you're hanging out with people on Christmas, be like, hey, did you hear this fact? Did you know this? And we judge it based off what facts we like. Fact you find more interesting, more mind-blowing, it will be myself, the fact champion, versus AB, the fact contender.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever wins this ends up being the fact champion for the year.
Yeah,
so
no I guess pressure. That's how this works.
Yeah, no pressure. Hannah, Kevin, and Alex will be the judges who ends the year as the fact champion.
Choose AB, wisely.
Would you like to go first or second?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Okay. Black Friday is actually not the busiest shopping day of the year. The biggest shopping day of the year is 2 days before Christmas.
2 days before Christmas? That doesn't surprise me. People last second shoppers. Mm.
That's crazy.
That is
two
crazy.
2 days? What, are you going to go buy a candle?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
What? No, they do all their shopping, apparently.
Yeah. That's how my dad used to do it back in the day,
when
too.
Everything's sold out.
That's what my mom does.
Yeah. See, a lot of people do that. Not super mind-blowing. This is going to blow your mind, and it's a Christmas song fact, so I know you'll like it, Hannah.
Okay.
And AB, I get to call out Christianity and how crazy it can be. Ooh. So you don't have to vote for it. I'm a spiritual person as well, but sometimes Christianity, especially the Catholic Church, they can be crazy. You know, the song was initially condemned by the Roman Catholic Church for allegedly portraying an adulterous affair, so they hated it and they would not allow for it to be played, was I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa.
Oh my God.
The Catholic Church banned it, hated it, because it represented an adulterous affair with Mommy Kissing Santa. Most ridiculous thing ever.
Wow.
Mind blown. Hilarious.
A lot of Karens in the Catholic Church.
Karens. I mean, chill exactly. out. Catholic Church,
well,
okay?
As a Catholic, as a fan of Notre Dame.
Who's playing tonight?
Go Irish. Sorry, Alex. I know you're voting for Indiana. I'm going to go with AB.
Thank you.
Dang it. This guy's all Catholic, all Irish.
Yeah, I'll go Brett.
Oh, it all comes
Hannah.
Down to you. Who's the fact champion?
Who do you love more?
Some interesting fact you already knew, your mom's been doing it forever, or your mind was just blown about a Christmas song that you're going to tell everyone about when you're hanging out this weekend.
I do love Christmas music a lot. And I also love Christmas shopping a lot. So this is very hard. But I got to just not go with the Catholics today and just go with AB.
What?
Oh, yeah. And I grow up. It's a Christmas song.
So that's what makes it interesting.
No, it makes me mad.
He was agitated.
My fact blew your mind. And you're going to go with the fact as you already knew as the winner
of the year. Yes.
Yes. Thanks, Hannah.
You are crazy. That's a fact.
Fun fact, baby, fun fact. Fun fact, baby, fun fact Friday.
The polls are open.
All right, poll of the day on the Brett Maga Show. As we get ready to take some time off for Christmas and New Year's Eve, seems like my microphone's all like... Does it feel like
I
it?
I can't hear you.
Yeah, I can't hear
you. I can, you're good.
I was potting down you. And
I was like, I don't think my microphone's working.
I'm
Kevin's already,
on already Christmas
a Christmas
party. I thought I was hearing you, so that's where I'm
We're
at.
We're going to have a bartender on the show in a little bit, and Kevin's already been drinking.
Right.
So,
yeah.
The poll of the day, though, is because we're going to have like a bartender in and party it up because we're getting ready for the holidays and taking some time off and things like that. New Year's Eve, big party night or overhyped?
Oh, I know AV and I stand 1,000% firm on this together. New Year's Eve is the worst / overhyped holiday there is.
Yep.
Agreed.
I hate it. It's
I hate it. Totally.
Everyone
agrees. It's a whole show?
Yeah. Everybody. Yeah. I don't know. There's people I know that do like it, and I think they're crazy. There's so much pressure. People always go to these expensive, extravagant parties, or there's whatever it is, and it always sucks. Every year
Every
it sucks.
Year. I can't stay up till midnight anymore.
And I, yep. I can't remember. Now that I have kids, I can't remember the last time I was up at midnight.
That's not happening.
Yeah.
Last year was like one of the first New Year's that I didn't do anything big, and it was the best. Like, I was sleeping by 9:30.
Yeah. I think that I can't remember the last time I made it to midnight.
Yeah, you know, and it's kind of funny. You almost wish they would recap or reshow those New Year's performances.
Yeah, you always end up missing the best ones, and everyone's talking, and I'm like, I just want to watch Sabrina Carpenter while the ball drops.
Is she performing at one of
them
this
year? She did last year.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, overhyped holiday. Glad we all agree.
The polls are open.
Hannah!
Josh, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
Josh, you ready to beat Hannah and Hannah's homeschool?
I'm 1-0 against her. I'm ready for another one.
Wow.
This is the final Hannah homeschool of the year. Do you know what your record is for the year, Hannah?
Let me pull her up.
Yeah, this is the final Hannah's homeschool of the entire year, Josh, and you're undefeated against her. So let's make sure you add a loss to the record.
I currently have 179 wins.
Wow.
49 losses.
Oh, this is going to be even number 50. Good for you, Josh. Way to be a milestone.
Hey, let's just slow the roll.
All right, Hannah, you leave the room. We're going to ask Josh 5 pop culture questions. When Hannah's out of the room, she cannot hear the questions. Josh, let's see if you can finish the year undefeated, okay?
All right.
Are you a big Christmas guy, Josh?
Oh, yes, I am.
Good, because these are all Christmas-related Hannah homeschools, because this is the last Hannah's homeschool before Christmas, okay?
All righty.
Name all 3 of Santa's reindeers that begin with the letter D.
Donner. Oh, my God.
Come on, Christmas guy. We got one.
Oh, jeez. Oh, crap.
All right. It's okay.
Oh, Josh, come on.
Dancer and Dasher.
It's the first 2. Dasher, Dancer. You got Donner.
All right. Big Christmas guy. We're 0 for 1. What was Frosty the Snowman's nose made out of?
A carrot.
Okay. Yeah. 0 for 2, Josh. Yeah. What popular...
What?
The song, it's a corn cob pipe and a button nose.
I always get that wrong, too.
I know, it's a respect, because most carrots do have carrot. Most snowmen have a carrot, but not Frosty. What popular Christmas song was actually written for Thanksgiving? I thought this was going to be the hard one, but apparently the first 2 were.
Right.
Oh, crud.
You could phone a friend, because we're having a little trouble. Do you want to take a shot at who you think?
I'm going to phone that friend.
Okay, do you want to phone Kevin or AB or Alex, who's Jewish?
I'm going to go with my fellow Jew.
Okay.
Do you know what song? What popular Christmas song was actually written for Thanksgiving?
What popular Thanksgiving song was written for Thanksgiving?
You want to Alex, yeah, you want to phone a friend?
Who was the lady who Googled like all the questions? Alex was about to do that.
I'm going to, because I was asked to phone a friend, I'm going to get
okay,
to
do you want to go to Kevin?
Yes. I believe it's Jingle Bells.
Yes, it's Jingle Bells.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
There you, now you're looking, you're learning things on Hannah's Home School. All right, we're going to count it because we all like a lot of friends for the holidays. In the movie, It's a Wonderful Life, what happened every time a bell rings?
An angel gained its wings.
Boom, yeah. You're back on the board. Right. Here we go, Josh. And in the movie, which is the greatest Christmas movie of all time, obviously, Miracle on 34th Street, it's based on a real-life department store. What is it?
Macy's.
Yes, Macy's. Way to finish strong. 3 out of 5. We'll see how Hannah does on her Christmas knowledge, okay?
All right.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, Hannah's walking back into the room. AB just got done saying, I don't think I knew any of those. Not a single one of those. These are hard for Hannah's homeschool, but Josh is undefeated against Hannah, and this is the last one for the year. This is either win number 180 or loss number 50. Josh went 3 out of 5, so a tie will go towards Hannah. Got to get at least a 3 out of 5. Here we go. I asked Josh 5 pop culture questions. They're all Christmas-related, since this is the last Hannah's homeschool before Christmas. All right?
Okay.
Name all 3 of Santa's reindeers that begin with the letter D.
Dasher. You guys, Donner.
Yes. Need 1 more in 5 seconds. 3.
Dancer?
Yes! Yeah. Hannah got it! She got through them all. All right. We're on the board. Here we go. What was Frosty the Snowman's nose made out of?
Button.
Yes!
Oh, wow.
Look at Hannah going through them.
I wanted to say corn pipe or
Hannah
something.
Hannah loves Christmas music. What popular Christmas song was actually written for Thanksgiving?
Ooh.
Josh got this correct after doing a 3-way call.
Right.
Well, I'm guessing it's not White Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Not Rudolph, probably.
Need a final answer. You sing it, I'll give you a point for it.
Coming home.
I'll be home for Christmas.
No, because it's Christmas.
Need an answer.
I don't know. Jingle Bells.
Yes!
Yes! What?
Wow.
Hannah,
yes!
Really?
Yeah!
Really?
Yes! Nice
that job. Was just random pull out of a hat.
Like I'm just done with.
Oh my gosh! Yeah.
Jingle Bells was actually a Thanksgiving song. It was written for Thanksgiving.
What?
Wow! 3 for 3. Now
I'm using that as my fun fact.
In the movie, It's a Wonderful Life, what happened every time a bell rang?
An Angel Got Their Wings?
Yes! And then in the movie Miracle on 34th Street, clearly.
Oh, hell, I've never seen
that. Best Christmas movie ever. It's based on what real life department store?
Walmart?
Oh, man, you were so close to getting 5 out of 5. Macy's.
Oh, for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. 4 out of 5, hey, though, Hannah. Too bad, yeah. Not too bad, got revenge on Josh, gets the win. Josh, you get to be the last person of the year to say, this is Josh and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Josh and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, keep it moving is where we cover all the trending stories. So let's talk about what's trending right now. I'll just read some headlines and then Hannah goes, oh, good enough, we talked about it. Or keep it moving. Or she'll say, I need more details, and we'll put 2 minutes on the clock. And I'll read off some headlines. We'll see which ones Hannah wants to hear the details on. Like 5 gifts you can buy at the last minute besides getting someone a classic gift card.
Oh, okay, I always need help with this.
A digital product, like an online course, streaming subscription, or even a video game. Good idea, people said.
I feel like that's the same thing as a gift card.
No, I feel like that's a little
different.
Yeah, because like if you like picked up someone's like Hulu for like 6 months, like that's cool. Like that's like awesome, like $50, okay. You know? An experience like concert tickets, football games, vacations.
Always
like
good.
That's like a big gift though. Cryptocurrency. Apparently Bitcoin's at an all-time high right now. A homemade coupon. I hate the homemade coupon.
My mom always gives us
those. Sorry, Mom, but I don't like it. Photos of you together. Get like a picture frame, print it out, go to Walgreens.
I always feel kind of weird doing that.
Like, here's a picture of me.
Yeah.
The one holiday gift teachers really don't want.
What? Let's help them out.
All right. A former kindergarten teacher is calling out for the one present they really don't want to get, and that's notes the teachers always appreciate gifts. They definitely don't want another coffee mug.
Oh, I can see that.
They say coffee mugs are the fruitcake of the classroom gifts. Like, everyone gives us a coffee mug, we're good.
Or a hot chocolate bomb. Remember when those were the craze?
Oh, yeah. People do.
I'm still into those.
People love those, and they did hand them out everywhere. You're right. The greatest Christmas movie villains of all time.
Ooh, okay. I'm not keeping it moving on anything today.
All right. Number 5 is a controversial one. Hans Gruber from Die Hard. If Die Hard's a Christmas movie or not.
Okay.
Number 4 is Comet and an Abominable Snow Monster from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Makes sense.
Number 3, the neighborhood.
Comet's a villain. He's the coach.
And number 3, the neighborhood bully from A Christmas Story. Number 2, Oogie Boogie from The Nightmare Before Christmas. And then number 1, Mr. Potter from It's a Wonderful Life.
That's right.
Classic. I don't know any of these.
Oh, man.
Have you not watched any of the classics?
Apparently not.
No, you only watch like weird Netflix, like cheesy love ones.
You know the villain in Hot Frosty, right?
What?
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
All right, we are about to kick off an hour of commercial-free music, and we're basically having our Christmas party live on the radio. We have a bartender in from Barcelona getting set up so we can party it up, drink it up, and that's what the Megamind question of the day is about. Beer is the number one drink we order at a bar. When you're going out partying for New Year's Eve or having a Christmas drink, what is number two? It's obviously beer. Shout out to Anheuser Busch.
Woo! I'm going to go with a vodka drink, like a vodka soda.
I need something specific. Okay, vodka soda.
Vodka soda with lime.
All right, vodka soda with lime. All right.
All right, I'll go with mine, a rum and Coke.
Rum and Coke?
Mm. I'll just go with a margarita.
Margarita.
Mm. I'm going to say vodka water.
Vodka water?
Ooh,
vodka
for all
tonic?
The skinny gals out there.
Yeah, what did you say, Hannah?
I said vodka soda.
Yeah, I feel like same realm, but I feel like you're a little bit more hardcore if you go water than soda water.
Yeah, true.
All right. Somebody got it correct on the show. What do you think is the number two most ordered drink at the bars? We set up our own bar here on the Brett Mega Show. I'll tell you what it is. It's 7:18 when we kick off an hour of commercial-free music.
Mega Minds.
All right. I got the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. We're having a little Brett Mega Show Christmas party in the studio. We got a bartender setting up, so let's talk about some Christmas drinks and some cocktails. Number one drink ordered at the bar, clearly beer. Shout out Budweiser. Let's go. But what is the number two most popular drink at the bar? Hannah, your guess was?
I said a vodka soda.
Kev?
I said a rum and Coke.
Alex?
I went with the margarita.
And I said a vodka water.
Said one person got it correct. Who do we think knows alcohol the best?
I mean, really,
Carl,
the text line is all split.
Carl, the bartender pointed?
It might be a margarita.
You think it's a margarita? The bartender in the room thinks it's a margarita? the bartender and Alex were correct.
Of course, they know how to party.
Number two, most popular drink ordered at the bar is the margarita. Mm. Let's go.
Mega Minds.
This time of the year, it's a great time to celebrate the holidays with friends and family. Usually go out for like a Christmas drink or, you know, right around New Year's. And you do. You just reflect back on like, man, 2024 has been crazy. Mm-hmm. And that's what we've been doing all week long on the Brett Maga Show is we've been taking moments on the show and going, this was my favorite moment on the show this year. And it's been awesome to think back and also remind ourselves that we did some really cool stuff together, all of us.
Right.
AB, you're up today, and every single day I feel like that we picked out a segment, we got off the air, AB's like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do on Friday. She's been in panic mode.
And then Kevin reminded me of something huge that happened that I honestly just forget about now because this is just my normal life. But when I initially had got hired at Odyssey, it was not for this station, and it was for a political station right next door. And then I started working for the show, and I was working on a million different stations, and it was just a lot, and it was very stressful, but I believed in this show enough to be like, hey, I'm going to do this and like not really get paid for it.
No.
And just make these videos and come on air, come in an hour early and all this stuff. So my favorite moment was the day that I got to come in here, and this was my full-time job. I had no other responsibilities. Aww. I still remember, Hannah, I came in, and everybody kind of was cheering, like, oh, my gosh, today's the day. And it was the first day I had to come in really early, too. So I was like, whoa, guys.
She was like, 4 a.m. Lord, suck.
Yeah. I'm, like, crying. Yeah. I'm so happy. And Navy's like, don't talk to me.
And then Hannah posted a picture just of me, like, with my mic smiling on our story and said, welcome home. And I was like, it does feel like I'm home. So
that's really cool.
Yeah.
Do you have the audio of that, Kevin?
I do. Okay. One of the things that is happening that you might not have known behind the scenes, but we've talked about it, is AB works on the Brett Maga Show, but then also works for like six other radio stations here and does 12 jobs. When do you sleep, AB?
Never. I never sleep.
Well, yeah. So she has been working tirelessly around the clock and juggling six jobs. And because of you who listen to the show and the success of the show and impact that you have had as listeners on the show, corporate actually said, AB, I want you just to focus on the Brett Maga Show.
Mm-hmm.
So her only focus is going to be officially just the Brett Maga Show.
Yes. Yes. And they did not cut her pay.
Yeah, you only have to do one job.
I mean, it is like the biggest prayer answered. It's crazy. I just feel like, I mean, a big part of it is when the show first started, a lot of people didn't want me to be on the show because they were like, you're going to be overworked. Yeah. And it's going to be all this stuff. But I was like, no, I believe in the show. I want to do it. I don't care if I'm overworked. It will be worth it. And it was worth it because now I finally just get to do this.
What a cool statement. A couple of things that I think are just really important, like why we're actually even sharing this information for you is because, again, we feel like the reason this happened is because you listen to the show, you tell about your friends. And so the fact that AB's biggest prayer has been answered. The other thing is more so I just wanted to say hard work pays off.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like if you believe in something and you're passionate about something and a lot of people are telling you you're crazy, ignore the haters. Ignore the people who tell you you're crazy. Follow whatever you're doing and believe in yourself because it does pay off. Like, AB, there are so many conversations that you and I had just like one-on-one where I felt like, why do you believe in me? Why are you doing this? And you just kept saying, like, I believe in this show. I believe in what we're trying to do with this show. Mm-hmm. And that is an escape for listeners, a way to connect with listeners. And the fact that you believed in me and I believed in you and we just stuck through it, as a lot of people are telling you, hey, like, you're taking on too much. It just really goes to show you it pays off.
I feel like especially in the last, like, 2 or 3 months, too, I've had people come up to me and be like, you're working too hard. The video you just made, you didn't have to put that much effort into it. You didn't have to do that. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm not going to put out something that's not quality. Like, I'm going to try hard at everything I do. And someone even a couple weeks ago was like, well, you know, that's not going to make you more money. And I was like, well, yeah, it's not really about the money. I'm going to put out quality work and I know it'll be worth it eventually. And it was.
I've been having to stay almost silent on this break because I'm just choking up. I am just so happy for you, AB, and the fact that you just get to be on our show and with our family. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
I know.
Like tears of joy.
I'm not
tears
sad.
Joy.
I'm so happy.
Just honestly, excited. Behind the scenes, like, Soda's been working until 10:30, 11 o'clock, exactly. Midnight, and just because she believes in something. So the reason we're telling this story is because if you believe in something, surround yourself with good people and good things will happen. And I 100% believe that. I feel like we're surrounded by good people.
We really are. And it's crazy to think that the start of 2024, AB's technical position within our company had nothing to do with the Brett Manga Show. That's crazy to think.
Oh, and I was like getting called into boss's offices being like, you're spending too much time on the Brett Manga Show, or you put too much effort into a video you got paid like a dollar for. So it's crazy.
Oh my gosh, that was huge. Like that weighed on everybody to have like AB staying back. We all were trying to help. We would have to like sneaker around places.
Yeah, anytime we would go film a video after the show, they'd be like, everybody hide AB. Like nobody can see her leave the building.
Oh, now we got total freedom.
Yeah.
A couple of reasons that's so awesome is one, you believed in the show, so thank you so much. But as also the people listening to the show right now, the outpour of love that we got forced the company to do that. They're like, we need to give the Brett Manger Show more resources because the show was growing in popularity. It was growing in the ratings. It was growing digitally on social media. And so because you listened and supported us, we were able to grow the show. Now the show, I can't even believe this too, is in other markets. You could hear the show in Kansas City and Wichita outside of St. Louis because of your popularity and you supporting us. So that's what's crazy about all of this. I forgot all of that happened in 2024. It's been a hell of a year, guys.
Literally.
We need to toast it up to 2024. That's why we brought in a bartender. Carl from Barcelona is here to pour up some drinks and really get this party started right after Gaga and Bruno Mars. We are commercial free and we are throwing the Brett Manger Show Christmas party live on the air with a freaking bartender. That's how we're doing it. It's the last show kind of the year as we're taking some time off for the holidays and we're about to throw a party. So we've invited Carl from Barcelona up. Carl, thanks for coming out.
Thanks, Carl. Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
Carl legit has a bar set up in the studio. It's a folding table, but you know, we're classy. But man, what you brought up like everything.
It looks good.
I did, yeah. So we're going to start off with a typical Spanish drink, and it's going to be a red sangria.
All right, so Carl's going to be feeding us different drinks. We're going to be playing different games. How many different cocktails did you bring up for us to try?
I got four staples.
Four staples?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I'm a two-drink gal. Man.
Well, it's about to be doubled up. This is a Christmas party. So Carl from Barcelona is going to be serving us drinks as we play some games and hang out with you guys. But also, I just wanted to say thank you so much for listening to the Brett Manger Show in 2024, being part of what we do every single day. Means the world to us. So cheers to 2024.
Yes! Yeah.
Get ready. Merry Christmas. And let's try the sangria.
This has apple slices in it. Carl, talk about the drink while we're having it.
Yeah, goodness. So I can't actually give you the recipe because, you know,
this is delicious.
Yeah, exactly. So you do, the better the red wine, the better the sangria.
Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is delicious. Fresh fruit inside of it, red sangria at 7:35 in the morning, baby.
Yeah, doesn't get any better.
You know, I think my favorite alcoholic drink has to be a sangria. It has to be.
You know what's so funny is my dad just landed. He's at Mid-America. And he's coming in for Christmas and stuff like that. Yeah. He was just telling me yesterday that he loves sangria, just obsessed with it.
It really is good.
And he
got a go cup.
No, I texted him and I said that, hey, we have a bartender in the studio. He made sangria. And he goes, I might Uber.
Yeah, let's go.
Please, I would love that.
Come on, Rocky.
I want to see him.
He's 70 years old. He goes, I don't know how to use Uber, but I'm going to try to figure out how to move Uber if they got sangria in the studio.
Oh, my gosh.
That's literally the text message exchange we have right now. He's like, well, if he's got sangria, I'm going to download the Uber app and figure out how to use it.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it's worth it.
Yeah, it is delicious.
He's going to go right to Barcelona instead of the Y98 studio.
Yeah. All right, so Carl from Barcelona. That's our first drink. We're going to be checking in with you throughout the show, seeing what drinks you're making up for us. We're going to be having some fun. Now that we all got drinks, let's sing some Christmas songs together in 3 minutes on Y98. Now it's a Christmas party. We are a commercial friend, the Brett Manger Show. We got Carl from Barcelona up in the studio making drinks live as we speak. We're drinking some delicious red sangria.
I think what he's whipping up next might be scary.
He's got some special martini glasses. It's a Christmas party here on the Brett Manger Show. We want to welcome you into our Christmas party because you've been a big part of our family all year long. So let's sing some Christmas carols as we got our cocktails ready. Thank God we have Alex in studio to sing. So Kevin is going to play a song, and then it's going to stop. We have to finish the lyric, Kevin?
Yeah, it's going to be finish the lyric. Right. So shout your name if you can finish the lyric. All right, here we
go.
Let's go. Your first Christmas song to finish the lyric.
A lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I
need. It's a classic.
I don't care about the presents.
Alex.
I heard Alex.
Underneath the Christmas tree. Underneath the Christmas tree.
I hope the rest of them are harder.
They have to be harder?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know how much we'd be drinking by this moment in the show, so I tried to make it fun.
Fair.
All right. See if you can
finish
the lyric. Shout your name if you know it.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. All the fields we go.
Brett!
I heard Brett.
Laughing all the way.
All right, see if you can finish the lyric to this song.
Okay.
Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you.
Hannah. Kiss him once for me.
Kiss her once for me.
Yeah!
Woo! I didn't know that
one. You guys are pretty
good. You didn't?
I didn't.
I got nervous about that one.
Alex is Jewish, and he probably still is doing really good for a guy who's,
All right, a couple more. Here we go.
So it's all tied up, though. We each have one apiece, except for AB, of course.
Except for me, guys.
Yeah, of course.
See if you can finish the lyric to this Christmas classic.
My favorite song.
Life on the tree. I'm watching it shine. You should be here with me.
Hannah, baby, please come on.
Well, that's pretty good.
It wasn't bad at all.
I was going to say, if you can't finish the lyric, you have to finish your drink.
Yeah. Oh, that's my all-time favorite Christmas song. I was definitely finishing it.
All right.
Let's do one more.
One more.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve.
I know this one.
Santa came to say, Rudolph with your nose so bright.
Alex, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Boom.
I mean, I know I went for it before you said I officially got it, but
cheating.
I felt very strongly that I was
He's
the first
really
person to say my name.
Whatever.
Nice job.
Screw Rudolph and his red nose. I'm all about the red sangria. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Travis Kelce planned a big old surprise for Taylor Swift after her Eras tour. I'll share with you what it is in 3 minutes.
We're still commercial free. Let's go. Merry Christmas. Thrills is one thing I would say we're doing right now. We're having our Brett Maga Show Christmas party live on the air. We brought in Carl from Barcelona to hand out drinks. We were drinking the red sangria. Now he's already got us a new cocktail. What did you mix up for us right now, buddy?
I mean, we started with the red sangria, and now we have probably everybody's second favorite, which is an espresso martini.
Espresso martini.
These are it.
I feel like I'm in my Sabrina Carpenter era right now. This is very Sabrina Carpenter.
Aren't we all?
Cheers, 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 everyone.
Cheers.
I don't think I've ever actually had espresso martini.
That's really good. Really good.
It's super rich, creamy, delicious. Yeah.
I'm also not an espresso martini guy. Typically, this is very good.
I think
that's the best one I've ever
had.
Here you
go, Kevin. You want to
try
it?
I've never
had an espresso martini. I think I just judge people that I wouldn't like it. I don't know what I've been doing my whole life.
It's pretty simple.
That was the best one I've ever had.
Is espresso martini pretty simple?
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, we still got like a little spin that we put on it, but it's, you got four ingredients in there, and then by the time you know it, you're just ear-to-ear grinning. And
Carl, I don't mean to be dramatic, but I think you've changed my life.
Oh, boy.
Hannah, tell us everything that's happening in Hollywood.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
As if we needed any more reason to love Travis and Taylor, Travis Kelce planned the sweetest little surprise for his girl Taylor to celebrate the end of her Eras tour. Pictures circulated Instagram capturing this little bash. Sources call it a surprise Eras themed party. Taylor was wearing this cute little black dress, and Travis was wearing like a full suit, but he looked really happy. And it was one of those parties that like had sunglasses circulating. There was like pictures of everybody dancing, so it just looked like the best time. Travis made sure to invite her family and her friends, including Patrick and Brittany Mahomes. The really only thing I feel is just jealous that we didn't get an invite because this was in Kansas City. So, you know, right over there, and we didn't even get the invite, but
hey. Travis. He has been crushing the boyfriend game, and I think he needs to stop because he's making us all look bad. Like, stop being a jerk. Like, you have to respect other boyfriends. For the Eras Tour throwing the huge party and really making it and highlighting all the work that she put in, and then for her birthday, he spent $175,000. He did, like, the $60,000 Rolex. He did, like, a necklace that was $35,000. Like, bro, like, right around Christmas, when I get my wife nothing, you're going to make me look like I suck. Thanks, yeah. Travis.
Travis is really raising the standards for everybody. Good job. Good job. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
So this is about to get real interesting. We all have cocktails in hand as we're throwing a Christmas party live on the air. Carl from Barcelona is in the studio, actually live in the studio as a mixologist, mixing up some drinks, got sangria, espresso martinis. He's got cocktails flowing. It's a party. As we celebrate the Christmas time and the end of the year, we're looking back and reflecting on some of the crazy things that happened on the Brett Magus Show. And AB decided all on her own, because so many things are said on air and off air that are just absolutely ridiculous, she started just documenting them in her notes.
And it's just been a funny thing for like me to see. I didn't even think these would really be on air. So it's a little scary that they are.
So then she took all those quotes and then put them into ChatGPT, and then you just told it, hey, make up a script, make up a story based off these quotes.
Yes.
We're all going to play our own roles. So I'm going to play Brett, Hannah will play Hannah, Alex will play Alex, and then we're going to act out the script, the show, the play, like we're on Broadway, if you will, that ChatGPT has created for the show. So this should be interesting.
Oh, boy.
I take my acting very serious, just so everyone knows, especially when I'm drinking.
I have no idea what to expect. We're psycho.
Give us some of the, give me an example, give me two examples or something like that, that we had said off air that you thought was just absolutely ridiculous that you put in the ChatGPT.
Okay, one of them is, I just assumed you never wear a bra to work.
That's I was talking about Kevin.
And then another one to look out for is, the ultimate pick me girl is saying you got shot with a gun.
What? Who got shot? Okay. All right.
I don't even know what that means.
All right. Setting the scene. It's a radio studio during a chaotic event. Well, right now. Brett, into the mic. Okay, let's try to have a productive conversation for once.
Oh, now you want to be productive? Last week you accused me of stealing snacks from the break room.
To be fair, you did steal them. And also, she used to leave her used tampons on the floor.
That was one time during a hurricane drill. I feel like I'm going to get fired for my behavior around the office, but probably after Hannah.
Honestly, Brett, she's just standing there with her penis in her pants, acting like she's innocent. Can I say that?
Alex just got fired. You're going to get fired from here. How am I the bad guy? AB literally said, I was going for the incest audience.
What?
During our Valentine's Day promo. Who said we're going for the incest audience?
I believe that was me.
Oh, nice, Kevin.
We were talking about Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
Creative risks. Okay. You're all so sensitive.
AB, that's not creative. That's concerning.
Yeah, it is.
This whole place is concerning. And Kevin, I just assumed you never wear a bra to work.
See?
Why would you assume that?
Because the ultimate pick-me girl is saying you got shot with a gun and then showing up braless like a hero.
Like a hero? What does that even mean?
It means we're all losing it. I just choked on my... I just choked on my macaroon thinking about AB's last creative risk. Wait, I have a question. Can I say gripping on my...
Say it. What would you have to say?
Can I say gripping on my balls during a live read asking for future reference?
Absolutely not.
Forget that. When I die, put my dead body in a tanning bed. I want to be glowing at my funeral while y'all keep fighting.
You know what? I'm just glad we're not fighting anymore. Everyone agrees.
Guys, we're awful.
I don't even know what just happened.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, keep it moving is where we cover all the trending stories of the day. So we'll put 2 minutes on the clock. I'll read a headline. And then Hannah will either tell me, scroll past that headline. I'm good. That's good enough info. Or if you need more details, she'll ask for them. We'll cover all the stories in the next 2 minutes. Like, Hannah, I got a Christmas fact that will blow your mind.
I'm all about it. Let's hear it.
Do you know the first ever text message was sent on December 3rd, 1992, and it said Merry Christmas?
Wow, that's early to send that message.
But that's first time a text message was ever used. That we all was our own way of communicating. It all started December 3rd, and the first ever text message ever was just Merry Christmas.
So festive.
Dolly's simple Christmas wish.
What is it? She's the best.
We love Dolly Parton. She said, quote, that people just try to put aside all their differences and just love one another.
You know what? That is a great Christmas wish.
I do love Dolly, but even Dolly can't put that, make that happen for us. AI for grandmas. ChatGPT.
No, keep moving.
Okay. A new poll asked people what they plan to resolve starting in 2025, and I have the top responses.
Keep moving.
Yeah,
sorry, kinda, Dolly.
Kind of cliche, all of them. Save money, lose weight. Giant cyborg cockroaches may become the future.
No.
It's for a good cause, though. They're going to be heroes.
Cockroaches are never good in my mind.
You don't want to know why?
No.
You just passed in the last three stories, Hannah. You're just a hater. All right. I was going to be able to blow your mind, but you just don't get to hear about these cool cockroaches. All right. Authors tweet about selling just two books, catapults it to being the bestseller.
Okay.
So last week, this lady said she had an author's event. It makes me so sad. And she only sold two books. She just sat there, waited at her table. She posted on social media. Somehow social media got a hold of it. And then went on like Amazon, bought it. And now she's at the top of the bestseller list.
Look at her go.
I know. The makers of Meet the Parents had to find a real person named Fokker to secure the PG-13 rating.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah, I had to say that live while we're drinking.
Yeah, you had to be careful saying that one. Do we have a dump button?
Yeah, Meet the Parents. Ben Stiller said, because they said that so many times for Meet the Fockers. He's like, I had to find a real person that was named that. Or they said, no, you're just swearing and it won't count.
That's funny.
Wow. And it ended up being a real person. So I don't get in trouble, nor does Ben Stiller. Thank God.
Thank you, FCC.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Welcome to the Brett Mega Show Christmas party. Thank you so much for spending the year with us. We have cocktails in the studio. Carl from Barcelona literally has made us an espresso martini and fresh sangria, and it's absolutely delicious. Alex, I got a buzz going.
Yeah. A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, we're having fun.
I don't know what Carl's putting in those, but I like it.
This is my first ever espresso martini.
How they do it at Barcelona.
I feel like I am Sabrina Carpenter. If Sabrina Carpenter comes back into town, she's
just like her.
Yeah.
I heard a rumor that she actually, when she came to town, went and had this exact espresso martini at Barcelona. Carl made it for her.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Do you guys want me to do my position?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so this is the game we're going to play right now. Everyone has different people's faces in front of them on the show. So we have a Hannah, Kevin, Alex, myself, and AB. You put up the picture. You're going to have to make decisions, okay? We're going to pin each other against each other. You're going to have to make some tough calls, okay? And I've written the scenario based off real things that have happened in our life and who you would call in those type of situations if you had to make a call or had to make a decision. You can only pick one person on the show. First one is, if you had to have someone come hang your curtains, who would you call to come hang your curtains on the show? AB had an anxiety attack because she couldn't hang her curtains.
Quite literally.
Like, started crying when she moved into her new apartment.
I heard she cried for 3 hours.
She cried for 3 hours.
Gave myself a migraine, couldn't come in the next day.
And I am not voting for Kevin because I
am not either.
Because Kevin offered, goes, oh my God, when he heard about this, Kevin offered to come hang her curtains.
No one is handy in this room, literally.
And AB literally told Kevin, I'd rather have a stranger come into my house.
No, she actually said, I'd rather have a random hobo.
A random hobo, was her quote, than have Kevin come over and hang
them. So I am voting for a random hobo to come and hang your curtains,
AB. I voted for Alex.
I was going to vote for Kevin because he's tall. And he can reach.
That's true. I voted for Kevin because I feel like he would try, and even if he couldn't figure it out, he would find somebody to do it.
I voted for Kevin.
Brett doesn't even know how to hold a power tool.
Chose me.
So.
I did hang my own blind.
Yeah. Alex,
I think Alex could figure it out.
Yeah.
I'm voting for Kevin. I'm switching my vote to Kevin just because of that random hobo coming.
But shout out to local handy hire because they actually came and hung my curtains yesterday, and they were awesome.
Yes, and shout out to random hobos everywhere.
All right.
Correct.
You have to have someone drive you in a U-Haul.
Oh, take Brett out of here.
Clearly me. Oh. Clearly I vote for myself.
Are we like in a rush? Or are we like going for safety?
Someone has to pick up the U-Haul and he has to help you move.
Definitely not Brett.
I'm voting for me.
Yeah. You'll never get there if you vote for Kevin.
I'm voting for Kevin. I know that I will be safe.
Yes.
I voted for Alex because I don't like to go too slow with Kevin, but I also don't like to risk my life with Brett. So I'm picking Alex.
I appreciate it. I push it a little bit. I'll get the job done in a safe, effective way. I am going Kevin, though. Because I feel like Kevin's going to be 100% focused on the job at hand.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And kill you in the back.
You have to have someone help sneak you backstage to meet your favorite celebrity. This happened to Hannah where she snuck backstage to meet Riley Green and then stalked him and then got arrested probably.
I think that's a pretty easy one. Mr. Alex Rich.
Alex.
I voted for myself. I'm crazy. I will always find a way.
You know what? That's true.
I guess I'll go with myself because I made it happen for Hannah, like I said. I
ventured my own route for like 8 hours, and I did damn fine, and I was able to hug Riley Green without a fence. So I'm voting me. And AB, we were back at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater.
We've been backstage at a lot of places.
Hannah was good at this. We were in the green room. All right. Guys, the next one has us dealing with nudity and killing people.
Perfect.
Awesome.
And that is 3 minutes away. Let's go. We're throwing a party on the Brett Mega Show. We got cocktails going. It's our Christmas party. We got Carl from Barcelona mixing up cocktails. We got Espresso Martinez. We got Sangria. Carl, you got another drink coming?
What's the next drink, Carl?
Margarita.
Margarita.
Shoot, this is where I throw up.
All right, this is where we go. And maybe some shots, too. This is a party, guys.
And then a liver infusion.
All right, we are commercial-free on the Brett Mega Show. And what we're doing is, now that we're all drinking and sharing too much, we're looking back at these are actual moments that literally did happen on the show or in our lives. And we have to choose somebody, the only person that you would do this with on the show. Like, who would you have to do this with? And I told you that nudity will be involved in this, and so will killing people. Where do you guys want to start with nudity or killing people? Where do you guys want to start?
Oh, I always start with nudity.
I thought we were killing people while naked.
So did I.
No, two different scenarios.
Like, wow.
Just so we know, these are two things that actually happened on the show. Killed people and nudity.
Okay. I believe that.
Where do we want to start? You guys can pick. Nudity? You have to see someone naked in the bathroom. You have to. See someone naked.
What the hell kind of question is that?
Because
Hannah, this is easy.
AB and Kevin had a moment while a photo shoot. AB was changing. Kevin walked in. So
Kevin's going to choose me because he's going to be like, seen it.
I chose AB.
I did too.
What?
Seen it.
AB.
I chose Kev.
Oh, thank you. Doghouse, Brett. Doghouse.
I mean, Kevin got to see it. Why can't I see it?
Oh my gosh.
I mean, if Kevin got to see it, we all get to see it. That's
the rule. Why didn't you pick me? Do you think I'm ugly?
Oh my God. I knew I was going to get in trouble for this. I just figured if Kevin saw it, then Alex and I should see it too. That's still like the rules. Like, we're a show.
Well, I chose Hannah because we've already seen each other.
Yeah,
naked.
I chose AB.
You know the Bible studies get rowdy.
Wait, what?
We've seen each other naked more times than I can count.
I chose Kev because I feel like there'd be some humor behind it.
I'd
be like,
oh,
what apparently there's
what
no humor.
What have you got there? Right. You know?
You would think that, but apparently the other two same-sex people see each other naked all the time, and it happens at Bible study?
Yeah, you know this. Yeah.
What happens at Bible study?
A little offended, AB. You didn't want to see me.
Yeah. You didn't want to share and reciprocate.
You didn't want to return the favor.
Again, she wanted to see a random hobo.
That's what she said. I'd rather see a random hobo naked than Kevin.
Get that card out of here. We all have pictures with each other's faces on it, and Kevin just has one that is written, random hobo.
At least he doesn't have a picture of a random hobo.
What if he would have? Everyone's drunk. This is fun. All right. Last question. I wish I would know. I wish this wasn't true, but it is true. Someone knows somebody that has hired a hitman. So if you had to call someone to hire a hitman for you, who would it be? I honestly, AB is the one who actually this happened to.
Yes.
She knew somebody who hired a hitman.
Yeah.
But I'm choosing Hannah because I think Hannah would actually kill somebody.
I was going to say Hannah would probably do it.
Hannah would do it. If you ask, Hannah is like ride or die. If you go, Hannah, I need you to kill somebody for me, you wouldn't have to even ask why. She'd be like, done.
Yeah.
Like, wait, what? Do you
want
to know why?
She'd just be like, I get it.
Yeah.
I can confirm, I would.
I'll go with Hannah. I'll also go with Hannah because Brett made a very good point. I think Hannah would just be like, all right, I'm down.
Yeah, she'd kill him for you.
I'm down. No, I chose Alex because Alex does get things done.
I chose Alex too because he just like kind of knows everybody.
Yeah, he knows everybody.
Right.
So
I don't know. Yeah, I guess I probably
know.
Probably know a couple of people that could kill somebody.
Thanks for having fun with us. Grab a drink. Throw a party. It's Friday. It's our Christmas party on the Brett Maga Show on Y98 St. Louis. Forever Young is how I feel like my dad feels, because my dad actually was flying in to visit for Christmas and then heard that Carl from Barcelona was making Red Sangria. Doesn't even have the Uber app. He's like, I'll just figure out a way to get from the airport to the studio. And he just walked in.
Rocky!
Rocky!
Come on over,
Red Dad,
how's the sangria?
Perfect,
yeah. He says.
Amazing. It sounds like a story that happens after you drink sangria.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So the party is going on. It's the Brett Maga Show Christmas party. Carl from Barcelona is actually in studio as our mixologist. We're on drink number 3 that he's mixed up for us. What did you make up for us?
All right, we have a Spanish margarita with some liqueur 43.
Hell yes! Yay! All right. Cheers to everyone. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Feliz Navidad.
Oh, yeah. There we go. How's the margarita?
Strong.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. It's amazing.
Okay.
That's fantastic.
That is really good.
Now it's a party. Let's go.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is ready, so here we go.
A couple months ago, we talked about the various harassment claims that were placed against singer Lizzo and her backup dancers. Well, now she's finally addressed it, but kind of in a way I don't love. She joined a podcast with Kiki Palmer and said, "I literally was living in my dream, and then the tour ended, and 3 ex-dancers just completely blindsided me with a lawsuit. I was very deeply hurt because these were people that I gave opportunities to. I liked them and appreciated them as dancers, respected them as dancers. I don't know what they're trying to do, but these are types of things that the media can turn into something that it's not. Let's be clear, I did nothing wrong."
Reminder, harassment, toxic work environment.
Big claims.
They even said that they were forced to do things that made them uncomfortable, like on like a physical level because of Lizzo. So these are big allegations that they threw out. And for her to just be like saying that she was falsely accused, okay, fine. You're saying that I did nothing wrong. I'm being falsely accused. It's 3 different dancers, and a lot of people cooperated on the story.
Well, here's the 2 things that I really don't like about Lizzo's responses. One of them is saying that I gave them opportunities.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
They're also really skilled dancers,
right,
too.
Yes.
And so, yes.
And then the second thing is she called many of the claims silly. And I just feel like it's not silly. Like,
they're serious allegations. They're wrong.
Are going through something like nothing about this is funny or anything. And I just feel like silly is a terrible word to use for all these like serious sexual uncomfortability lawsuits and stuff. So I did not like that response from Lizzo. So we'll just have to see what comes out of this. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is done. It's time to go.
Welcome to the Brett Maga Show Christmas party, where we've been partying it up all morning long. Hannah's got a good buzz going. Hannah has
a little bit.
Yeah.
Guys, don't look at her Instagram because everything I've posted is incorrect.
Baby, what did she post on her
Instagram? She said channel in Sabrina.
And it, not like
instead of channeling Sabrina. Yeah. It's like all separate words. She it makes literally no sense.
Carl from Barcelona has been serving us some drinks, man.
Thank you, Carl.
Thank you, man. You are the best bartender in town, according to Hannah.
Yeah, Carl, you're great at your job.
I appreciate it. You gotta make it easy.
What's our next drink that we're trying here? Because we've tried margaritas. We've tried espresso martinis, sangria. What do we got now?
So before I moved to St. Louis, I was born and raised in the beautiful island of Bermuda. So
hell yeah. What are you doing here, man?
I know, right? I vacation every now and again. But so we have a staple drink back home. It's called a Dark and Stormy. So I brought that to St. Louis.
Ooh. Dark and Stormy would describe 2024. So this is the perfect drink to finish the year. What's a Dark and Stormy? What's in this thing?
So we got Bermuda's ginger beer, which is a soda. And then we got Gosling's Black Seal rum.
Whoa. Let's go.
Hey now.
That's for Kevin.
Woo-hoo.
Carl from Barcelona, you can get tapas, drinks, and have a good time. You guys had your sushi and tapas event. How was it, man?
It was great, honestly. And we had a couple people come in and mention the show, so they got a round of sangria.
There you go. If you go into Barcelona, mention the show, talk to Carl, ask him for the sangria, ask him for any of these drinks. They're awesome. Thanks for coming up and being our bartender.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. I'll be back.
Let the beep that we say to this week.
Wow.
you say.
We got the cocktails flowing. Let's do a little What the Beep on the Brett Magnus Show. Every single week, we beep out something we actually said on the air. It's probably a lot of stuff that we should have beeped out today, especially with all the cocktails flowing from Carl from Barcelona. And we see if you can guess what's behind the beep. Is this something I should be worried about? And something I keep seeing it everywhere. Is the beepy beep something I should be worried about? Yeah, everything.
Right.
Do you know what the beep I should be worried about? 314-531-9898. Tell you what's happening in my life at 848 where the beep I should be worried about.
What you say?
Oh, what the beep do we say on the Brett Mega Show? So we're going to take a look back on something we said this week on the show, and then we beep it out, and you try to guess what the beep did we say. This is what we just played a second ago. Is this something I should be worried about? And I keep seeing it everywhere. What the beep should I be worried about? Did anyone know what I've been freaking out about?
We did. We got text messages that I believe say the right answer.
Hannah's been drinking because Carl from Barcelona is a bartender who's been making up drinks for us. And I believe it. I don't know. What the beep do we say on the show?
What the beep am I doing right now? I don't really know.
What did they say?
444.
Is this 444 something I should be worried about? And I keep seeing it everywhere. I'm
impressed that Hannah could say 444 so fast.
Yep. Without slurring her words. Yeah.
What you say?
All right, Carl from Barcelona, thank you so much for coming out, man.
Thank you so much,
doing
Carl.
Doing drinks, having fun. You are awesome.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you guys having me.
Carl, do you want to do the weather? Can you do the? You can make a drink, but can you give the weather? Let's see if you got what it takes.
I think I can do both. Let's go. So weather, WX sponsored by Ashley. This is home. Today, partly sunny, a little windy, high of 35.
Carl, WX means
better
weather.
Than Hannah.
Yeah, you're better than Hannah. Actually, you're better than Hannah. That's a fact.
I have it. Here we go.
All right, Kevin's got it.
There we go.
Fast.
Sorry.
We're all at the bar getting tipsy. Wait, Carl from Barcelona came up.
Did that say drink fast?
Yeah, drink fast. Came up to the studio because this is like our Christmas party on the Brett Mega Show. And he made us margaritas, espresso martinis, sangria, dark and stormies. And so, well, things are not functioning. And so this is why this is the perfect game to play. When you've been drinking all morning and having a party, what better Christmas party game to play than Think Fast, where we have to see if our brains are still working. AB, who is terrible at this game, is taking over writing it because her brain just doesn't work. And we compete against each other to see whose brain is working the fastest right now. So AB will read a sentence, and whoever can finish that sentence the fastest, whatever answer pops in her head the fastest, will get the point. We usually do it as a tournament style. AB, what are our matchups?
All right, we got Brett and Kevin.
Oh, come on, give me Hannah. That's like a bye.
Versus Hannah and Alex.
Oh, yeah. Alex and Hannah might be the two drunkest.
Yeah, that's they are.
Right. It's the most fair matchup.
Song.
This is a dark and stormy song.
Yeah.
All right. Romantic.
All right,
okay.
So Kevin and myself are first.
Yes.
All right, this is basically the championship matchup already.
All right.
Okay. What is something you could do to get you on the naughty list, starting with R?
Relax. Rob is better. Relax.
Brett just took away his own point. Yeah.
And if you relax with Rob, hey now.
Whoa. Hey now. Spicy.
Maybe Rub? Can I get a
Rub?
Rub! That's better. All right, we're giving that to Kevin. All right, Rob.
All right. I got to come back now. All right. Best of three. So Kevin's got one more to win it.
This is a great question considering that Brett's dad is in the room with us.
Oh, good.
Name a place you don't want to buy your dad's gift at, starting with H.
Hobo Barn. Home Goods. My dad doesn't want to shop at Home Goods. He hates Home Goods. He's like a big, he's like very anti it. I don't know why.
Okay.
I count it. Thank you.
That counts. Right. Yeah, that counts.
Thank you. Yeah. What would he do with Home Goods stuff?
Right. Yeah.
He's very manly.
Okay, this next one doesn't have a letter associated
Thank
with it.
Thank God.
Okay. Name someone in your life that you think is a Grinch.
Sarah.
Hannah.
What? Kevin said his wife!
Kevin said his wife, and he didn't even hesitate.
That was so immediate.
For the win.
For the win. Yeah.
Bro.
Sorry, Sarah.
I love you.
Kevin's been drinking, and the truth comes out. Wow.
Okay. Damn. Hannah and Alex, are you ready?
Yes. Ready.
Okay.
And Hannah didn't even get mad at me for saying her, by the way. I just want to point that out.
Yeah, we really glossed over you. That.
Yep.
Okay. I didn't say you.
Okay. Yeah, no one thought that. Okay. Name a weird place to go caroling starting with K.
Kmart.
Yes!
Yeah!
I was thinking something with the dead, but I couldn't think of
With the dead?
Hannah's hunched over.
Caroling to dead people?
That would be Hannah's weird. Hunched over. That would be
like in a graveyard.
Are we going to count Alex's point? Kmart doesn't even exist anymore.
That's why it would be weird.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I think it's a great
But if it did exist, it would also still be a little odd.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Okay. There's a blue next.
There's a blue Christmas special.
Okay. The silence between the Alex and the Hannah when we asked the question was so long.
Locked in.
I felt like I got to finish
exactly,
a drink.
Exactly, right.
Yeah, it was like, whoa.
Okay, name any word that rhymes with snow. Blow.
Which is what Anna might be doing if she keeps drinking.
Yeah, blow chunks.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Next.
All right, next question.
I've never seen anyone
next
so,
question.
Like, she's like down in like almost like football position ready to play this game, like, or she's going to throw up. I don't know what she's doing.
I'm
right
just
now.
Ready.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Name any item on the 12 days of Christmas list. 5 golden rings.
Boom. And a win.
There you go.
Championship matchup, Kevin versus Hannah, somehow, right after Sabrina Carpenter. Such a fun Christmas party on the Brett Maga Show. We had Carl from Barcelona come up, and we literally had a bar in the studio while we're rolling and hanging out with you all morning long, where he was mixing up cocktails and having fun. And so, because it's our big Christmas party and we're going to be off for Christmas time. And so we've asked AB to see, after all these drinks, whose brain still works.
Think fast!
And somehow, Hannah's brain is still thinking fast because she is in the championship.
Yes!
Hannah's having clearly the most fun on the show and has had...
Guys, catch up, honestly.
versus Kevin in the championship battle. This is how this game works. AB will read a sentence. Whoever's brain works the fastest, the quickest answer you can come up with gets the point. It's his best of 5. All right, Hannah versus Kevin in the championship. Who is the smartest person on the show? To end 2024. No pressure, guys.
Oh, that's all right. A scary question.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
Okay. What is a word to describe Santa starting with E? Eager.
Wow. Okay. That was a great one.
Why not?
I thought she was going to say erotic, and I was like...
Erection.
What?
I don't know if that's how I would describe Santa.
I know.
Hannah, you need to unpack some stuff if that's how you would describe Santa.
Exactly.
You have some childhood drama.
No. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Point goes to Hannah. Mm. Name someone you don't want to meet under the mistletoe, starting with D.
Danny.
Who is Danny?
Danny Wahlberg, all right? I'm watching Blue Bloods.
What?
I don't want to meet him. He's a tough guy.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe counts.
Okay, why not?
He's too nice.
What the hell? Name something on your holiday wish list starting with C.
Cookies.
Hannah did not say it. Thank God she didn't say it.
Hannah?
Oh, my God.
Do you care to finish what you were going to say? Coral.
Coral, yeah. Coal.
Yeah.
Coal. Yeah, cookies.
So
you don't want cookies on your holiday wish list?
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
You're going to count that?
Can I have another one?
I don't want cookies.
I don't think anybody got a point.
I got 2 more for you. Okay. We can see what happens here.
Okay.
Name someone you hate having to buy presents for, starting with B. Your boyfriend.
Because you don't have one anymore?
Sorry. Yeah, correct.
I think Hannah just won.
Okay.
Three?
Yeah, that's wow. 2.
Do another 2. One.
Yeah, do okay. Last one.
All right.
What is something you'd be embarrassed to get for Christmas starting with V?
What?
Viagra.
Wow.
So much was said and so little was said.
I was going to say something about warts, but I don't want to go there.
Hannah went there.
Yes.
I went and I won.
Yes.
I went and I won.
She's the smartest person in this room.
Yep.
Merry Christmas. All right, if you've been listening to the Brett Maga Show the last couple of days, you might have heard that we granted a Christmas wish where Leah and her family have been going through a hard time this holiday season, and Leah has stepped up and is just an amazing human being. She has a 17-year-old son who's a senior in high school and then stepped up to be a foster mom to an 18-month-old, Leah, who is the most adorable child ever.
Yeah, she really is so cute.
And if you haven't seen the video, it's posted on our Instagram of their getting their Christmas wish granted. Go to our Instagram, The Brett Maga Show.
But we were able to grant that Christmas wish and help out Lee and her family because of people like Vantage Credit Union stepping up and letting us do that. So, Sean, thank you so much for what you guys do at Vantage Credit Union. We wanted to invite you on the show and just tell you thank you so much.
Yeah, we're so happy to be involved. I mean, the holidays are extremely special for families. It just means so much to us, too. And, you know, we're local to St. Louis, and we want to make the biggest impact here that we can. And whether that's helping a whole community or, you know, even just one person, any way we can do that's just really special to us.
I really do believe in, like, kind of like that Schindler's List, like, save one life, save the world entirely. Like, it has this ripple effect. And so Leah and her family, immediately afterwards, her son, who's 17 years old, he's a high schooler, he's like, whatever, like, called his grandma, was like, they gave me a basketball hoop. Like, Christmas morning still exists.
Yes.
And that same pure excitement and joy that my kids who are 3 and 1 are going to wake up on Christmas morning and feel, still feels for a 17-year-old, but then maybe wouldn't have had that opportunity if it wasn't for people like you, Sean, and Vantage Credit Union.
Yeah, I mean, again, we're just so proud to be part of it. We're so proud to spread that Christmas cheer, and everybody needs a little pick-me-up this time of year, you know? It's not always, even though it's a joyous time, it's not always the easiest time for everybody, but to just put a smile on people's faces and be able to spread that magic is just so special to see.
I also want to let you guys know that not only did Vantage Credit Union step up and help us grant the Christmas wish, which, you know, we are there for our listeners, but it's people like Vantage and people like Sean that step up and help us make those type of things happen. But they also stepped up for Thanksgiving. We went and randomly surprised people at a local Schnucks, and we were able to do that and just buy their groceries because Vantage Credit Union gave us the money to do so. So many people this holiday season, Sean, got Thanksgiving dinner with their family and got their Christmas wish granted thanks to you guys.
Yeah, and as a financial institution, we know how, you know, expensive groceries and gifts and all that can be. So really being able to help out and give that little extra boost, we know it goes a long way. So again, as a financial institution, it's the small part we can do to really make somebody's season magical.
The holidays can be tough, but for some families here in St. Louis and a lot of families here in St. Louis, they're going to be a little bit less tough and a little bit more enjoyable thanks to Vantage Credit Union. So Sean, thank you so much for what you guys do. We
thank
really
you so
appreciate
much,
it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for giving us the opportunity. We're so proud to be part of it.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.